pro-paranoid when the Republican Party, the people who brought you Watergate, Iran-Contra, Iraqgate,
George Bush,
and numerous other crimes,
cocaine,
are paranoid? They're saying that Ross Perot is paranoid when they're the most paranoid people in the world. They think that these totally different news organizations get together just to bash them. Wrong.
The Lord spoke to me and he told me some things. He said, you'll begin to write with a new anointing. And through the music and through the singing, as you minister forth, that anointing will flow out from you. And if the people will believe it and receive that anointing, they'll be healed in their body. Financial need will be met. Harmony will come to the home. The yoke of bondage will be broken, because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Hello, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, am I on the air?
You're on the air, Jay.
Cool. I'm on America's premier talk show, The Chris and Rob Show. People in North America should know about the show. You guys should be up on a satellite somewhere.
You know, you're right, Jay. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Hey, Jay, you got a satellite?
Well, no. I couldn't afford the technology.
You know anyone who does?
No, I don't. But I tell you what, I think, you know, NASA, you could commandeer one or do something like that.
We could probably get a few of those purple-headed skin punks that hang out on Vine Street to go down there, you know, to Cape Canaveral and grab us one.
I got an idea. You know, Atros Pro doesn't have that much to do anymore.
No.
He could bankroll this show. And we would give him like 10 minutes every night, and he'd come out and say, now!
Hey, I gotta tell you guys something. You know, it's really funny. I'll give you a report from the field, okay?
Go ahead, lay it on us.
I'm driving back to Cincinnati. I do a lot of work in Indianapolis. I'm driving back down 74. I stopped.
Hold on, Jay. Let me stop you there.
What?
You're kind of weird because you went from Bush country into Clinton country.
That's right, and I could feel it right at the border.
Really? Did you get like some kind of weird sensation and goosebumps run up and down your spine?
Precisely.
Did you like stop and take a picture of yourself with one foot in Bush country and one foot in Clinton country?
Yeah, and I broke out in a rash to boot. It was terrible.
Okay, well, scratch yourself and continue.
So check this out. I stop at a convenience store just south of Indianapolis, and a guy walks in, and this is just what the guy says. I'm just going to quote this hate monger. Goes, I'll tell you, there's a couple things I hate. I hate niggers and Democrats. Then he starts accosting me and going, what are you, man? I said, it doesn't matter. You're a butt. Get out of my face. The guy is actually yelling at me. He goes, hey, what do you know? You're from Ohio. Because he sees the plates on my car, and I think, hey, you're a very special individual.
He is a special individual. He's a Hoosier that can
read.
Yeah,
but what county was on your plates?
Fabulous Butler County, of course.
See what I mean?
Yeah, but it was just so interesting to hear this guy, and he goes, well, what's your problem? And I said, well, I said, I think I have a problem with the way you refer to racial groups. He goes, well, then you shouldn't be in Wanamaker, which is a small town in Indiana. And I said to myself, you know, that does sound like kind of a garden spot to move to, doesn't it?
Wanamaker?
Yeah, you can be racial, bigoted, and stupid all at the same time.
Where'd he get the name of the city after, like, some cowboys were gang raping some girl?
Hey, Wanamaker?
Yeah, had some Indian down. Had some Indian woman down and were going crazy on her.
So I thought that was encouraging to hear that America's Heartland is embracing our new president-elect.
Well, but he only hates black people and he only hates Democrats.
Right.
That's
not bad.
Well, maybe that's 60% of the country?
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what I like tonight is that even though, of course, we have a new president-elect, he only received at or near, what is it, about 40% of the general election?
Yeah, I think like 43 or something.
So some odd 60% of the people are going, I'm not so sure about this dude.
And you know what's
going
to be amazing is a few months from now when the country's still going to hell in a handbasket, the number of bumper stickers...
Hey, what's with this negative campaign,
the number
Rob?
Of bumper stickers that are going to come out that say, don't blame me, I didn't vote for Clinton. And it'll
exactly.
be... Three out of every five cars can have one of those on it.
Exactly.
Can I be the first talk show host to say I hate Clinton, or has someone else already said it?
I'm sure someone just said, the instant he gave that speech, I'm sure there was some guy on there immediately, hey, see, this sucks.
It was a pretty lame speech. I mean, he did start it with my fellow Americans.
I enjoyed the fact that, you know, because I was at a place where the sound was turned down, the Al Gore acceptance speech, Al was incredibly greasy. Did you happen to know?
What do you
that?
Think of his eyeballs?
The eyeballs look like those taxidermy eyeballs.
Yeah, and they're going every which way. They're looking every which way.
When was the last time they slept? Like sometime last Wednesday?
Yeah, no one could even imagine what kind of stuff these guys put themselves through. I mean, literally, apparently Clinton and Gore were up all night last night giving speeches.
They went on 30 straight hours of stomping.
They were in a White Castle in Little Rock.
Really? They got White Castles in Little Rock?
Yeah, they're doing that last-minute thing. Hey, before you order that double cheeseburger, think about who to vote for. Okay, man.
Think about real change.
Exactly. Real change, literally. Hey, you know, double cheeseburger, less than a dollar. It's one of the last great values left in our country.
That's why he was there. He's part of America. So what is he? Is he a rube or is he an Oxford scholar?
You know, I guess he apparently a little both. I mean, if you really stop and think about it, he's a gentleman, quote unquote, from Arkansas.
That's
an oxymoron, isn't it?
But George Bush, though, was a hell fighting soldier.
Oh, exactly.
And he was also some kind of wildcatting oil man, and then he became the head of the CIA. He did everything.
Oh, exactly. You know, what's really interesting is, you know, I've never lost that 50s and 60s paranoia. To me, you know, like the CIA is still sort of this sort of like evil organization. You know, Bush was the head of the CIA, but yet outwardly he seems so sort of meek and mild, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, he doesn't seem like the youngest fighter pilot in the U.S. Navy's history.
No, not at all.
He doesn't
all.
Seem like a guy that would just, you know, waste people and not really think twice about it. He seems like your grandpa, but...
Waste without remorse.
Yeah, he's a grandpa that can knock you off if you deserve it.
Exactly. So I think it's interesting. I think if nothing else, you know, we're going to have a change, whether it's good or whether it's bad. I thought you guys had some good comments tonight. And I just thought I'd give you some reports in the field because, seriously, fellas, you guys do the best talk show there. I like it. I enjoy it. I wish I could hear it more often. I wish I didn't have to travel so much.
You want to buy some tapes?
Do you have the Chris and Rob anthology up?
Well, see, you know, I wasn't...
T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers.
We have the complete marketing arm.
Hey, we're working on it.
Do you have the glow-in-the-dark necklace?
You can buy shares now while there's still some left.
That's right. I can get in on the ground floor, and then when this thing takes off...
It's already taken off, baby.
I'll be there.
Oh, you know, the guy on Saturday Night Live does a Bill Clinton impression. You still there, Jay?
I hear you.
Okay. Well, you got to turn to Chris and Rob, though, to get the definitive Bill Clinton impression. And here it is right now.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Rob, that was awful.
That's nice.
And then you have a woman talk. Hillary is going to talk.
Well, you know what's great is that, see, it's been so long since we've had a president that will bring women in the service entrance a la Jack Kennedy. So I think it's just time.
No, you know what you could see? Can you imagine this story in Time a few weeks from now? Bill Clinton is having a really hands-on White House. He's going to really be hands-on with the White House staff, and he's going to personally handpick each and every maid, chef's assistant, janitor.
Gardener.
gardeners.
You know, his
he'll be really hands-on with the White House staff.
Aerobics instructors.
His White House staff will look like a Robert Palmer video.
All right.
It's like, let me see you bend over and plant. Okay. It ought to be pretty funny. I think if nothing else, we'll get back. I mean, there's going to be a lot more comedy fodder. There's just going to be a lot more. So I think it's going to be fun. And it's kind of too bad that there's a few very narrow-minded individuals that are going to spoil it for us guys who cynically like to make fun of everything.
Right. I mean, if Bush got reelected, we'd have to mock him.
Exactly.
Even though I voted for Clinton, I have to mock him.
Exactly.
Because if he starts taking himself too important. You know, if he starts taking himself too seriously, he turns to Chris and Rob to cut him back down to remind him
exactly.
That he's just a simple man from a town
if
called
Hope.
If
you think we're having fun with Bill Clinton, imagine if Perot had been elected.
Now.
Hey,
See, I like to do really quick impressions. Now.
Now.
That's it.
His anthologies are always the best, too, aren't they? Now, if you give a dog peanut butter, he'll chew all day.
We got the...
I'm like an American that's going to help you chew all day. I got peanut butter, and you're a dog. I tell you, the best thing to come out of the... And it's no knock against Dan Quayle, but they said, okay, well, the Republicans will have to come up with somebody in 96, yet Quayle's name is never mentioned as even any type of potential candidate.
Look for a real... I just can't wait for the first debate between Dan Quayle and Jack Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
And you got one of the smartest guys in the Senate, Jack Kemp, and he's going to be running again, or whatever he does now, the head of HUD, whatever. I don't know what he'll go back to. But you have one of the smartest Republicans, Jack Kemp, taking on one of the fluffiest guys in public life, Dan Quayle.
Exactly.
It should be interesting.
Exactly. So I think things will be interesting, and I'm glad I finally got a chance to hear you guys tonight, and I will. I'm going to buy several shares in that marketing division of your company because, you know, I did turn down that GM stock in 67, and I'm still kicking myself.
All right.
We're going big time. Look for the Chris and Rob dolls on the market soon. And
exactly.
We're working a deal with the Sure Good Cookie Company, and there will be Chris and Rob animal crackers out momentarily.
See, I still feel bad because I was the one that designed the Vega, and I had no idea it was going to rust out like that.
Wow. I had one of those.
JTM and Burgers and Chris and Rob. It's the perfect picnic combination. See you, Jay.
Okay, take care, you guys.
Later.
Enough, baby. Get into my big black car. Just not there.
good time to get hold of him would be?
Probably tomorrow morning.
Now, who am I speaking to right now?
Mark Allen.
Mark Allen?
Uh-huh.
Hi, my name is Chris Comer, calling from Cincinnati, Ohio, at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Oh, glad to have you.
We'd like to congratulate Bill and Al and Tipper and, do what? Hey, we got Little Rock on the phone, Rob. Here's my co-host, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Little Rock. How's it going?
Doing good.
Just the White Castle?
See, the White Castle.
No, the, it's the governor's mansion.
What the governor's doing, he's doing some satellite shots right now.
to the
West Coast.
Tell him it's Rob.
He's not in right now.
He's not in right now?
No, he's not in.
Could you tell him it's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show? He knows who we are, and he's expecting our call.
Well, he won't be able to take it this evening.
Well, is Hillary around?
No, no one's in. They're still out.
What do you think about all... Are you a native Arkansan?
Yes.
Well, what do you think about all the press about? The people in Arkansas are nothing but a bunch of inbred, tobacco-chewing, gun-toting hillbillies.
Well, they haven't had a chance to visit our state yet.
So what is a typical Arkansan like? How do you say some? What is someone from Arkansas?
Pretty much like everybody else. Jobs are the same, the problems are the same, accents change a little bit, but pretty much like everybody else, not much difference.
What do you think about Al Gore and Bill Clinton being on MTV, yet Tipper Gore has been spearheading the Parents Music Resource Center and putting stickers on all these records?
Well, I think it just goes to show they're all open-minded and willing to listen.
Well, putting stickers on records isn't very open-minded, is it?
Let me put you on hold. Just 1 second.
We're now being put on hold by some guy who works at...
Okay. I don't know. I have not much of an opinion about that.
Actually, it's a non-issue, and Chris is the only one who really cares about it.
Okay.
Says Rob.
Is all of Arkansas just overwhelmed rejoicing?
Yeah. You know, the one thing about it, when you have somebody from Arkansas saying, yeah, they know Bill Clinton, or I know Bill, you can pretty much take it as the truth.
But didn't he lie to you? Didn't he say he wouldn't run for president? Didn't he say that he wanted to serve his full term as governor?
He did it that.
So he lied to you and you still love him?
Before he ran again, before he decided to run, he got in the car, we drove him across the entire state, going to just about every city, and the polls showed that they went ahead and they want him to go ahead and run, more or less releasing from the contract of being committed to the 4-year term as governor.
What are your duties there in the governor's mansion?
Jack of all trades.
Really?
Answering the phones.
How hands-on was Bill Clinton in picking, say, the gardeners and the maids and the cooks and the waitresses?
Well, like I say, very much hands-on. He tells every move and action around the grounds here and
right.
Who goes in and out.
So did he have an affair with Jennifer Flowers or not?
I have no idea.
Does it even matter?
Not.
Have you ever met her?
No, I haven't.
Well, doesn't she come and visit at the mansion from time to time?
Never has.
How's Hillary? Is Hillary cool?
She's very nice.
What about Chelsea?
She's very nice.
What about that damn cat, Socks?
She's a good cat.
It's a good cat? Socks? Yes. Socks? Are they going to take Socks with them?
No doubt.
You think they will?
Yeah.
Can you see kitty litter being tracked all over the White House floor?
He's pretty much an outdoor cat.
So are you guys having a big party tonight, like champagne and vodka and brownies and...
No.
You guys inhaling tonight?
Sitting here fielding calls from all around the world tonight, literally.
You're not getting a little crock, though?
Nah, not tonight.
Seems to me like tonight would be prime party night for you Democrats.
Yeah, it is for a lot.
Do you guys really like Fleetwood Mac, or is that some kind of hoax?
No, we enjoy Fleetwood Mac.
It's not just a marketing stunt? Does Fleetwood... Do you know Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham and the rest of the characters?
No, I never had a chance to meet them.
Did they ever call and say, hey, Bill, thanks for using our song?
No, I don't have no idea.
What kind of car does Bill Clinton have?
A Mustang.
Right. What year?
What year?
68.
Whoa! I'm glad he won
now.
What's Hillary you have?
I think an Oldsmobile.
I can see that. I can see that Stang parked in the White House driveway too. It's gonna look badass. Bill's gonna be out there washing it.
Yeah.
So like a Norman Rockwell cover.
Do you think Bill Clinton will walk the parade route, or do you think we'll get a ride?
I couldn't hear you.
On the inauguration day.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Bill Clinton will walk the parade route, or do you think he'll ride? What kind of guy do you think he is?
He'll walk.
You think he'll walk it?
That's just my guess.
What do you think the first thing he's going to do in office is going to be?
No idea.
Handpicked the staff, probably.
Handpicked the staff.
Nah, see, we're making little jokes about how he'll want only pretty girls to work there.
Oh.
It's that Yankee humor of ours.
Yes, it is.
So are we the most fun call you've had this evening?
Well, I've talked to New York, I've talked to Brussels, Florence, Italy.
Brussels called?
Yeah, Germany, you're a good group.
What's the European take on the whole American election? What does the European bloc think about Bill Clinton?
No idea.
Well, you talked to him tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I just name a number.
Did they say congratulations or did they say go to hell?
They're cordial.
They're cordial?
What's Bill Clinton like to eat?
Very basic foods.
Baked potatoes, a nice...
Baked potatoes, yeah.
Green beans?
Uh-huh.
Coke or Pepsi?
Diet.
Diet Pepsi?
Just diet drinks.
What's he got against RC?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
You work with Bill Clinton on a daily, day-to-day basis, don't you?
Yes.
Have you ever seen him inhale?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Has anyone ever talked to him about his gray hair? I mean, he's not that old. Did anybody, you know, Ronald Reagan dyed his hair. Did anybody, like, say, Bill, maybe you should dye that hair? And is Hillary a natural blonde?
I have no idea.
About which one?
Either.
How old's Chelsea?
12.
How old is Sox?
About 2 years.
Now, if Sox got pregnant, would they be for an abortion?
No idea.
Hey, did you answer the phone when George Bush called tonight with his congratulation call?
No.
No, you didn't?
No.
What about when Perot called?
No.
You weren't there yet?
Mm-mm.
What does Bill really think about Ross Perot? What does he ever like say, oh damn that Ross Perot, just damn a pox on his house? Does he ever say anything like that or,
no,
you know, when he drops his guard?
No idea.
He never drops his guard around you?
No idea.
Are you, okay. Well, thanks a lot for talking to, can we get your name?
Yeah, Mark Allen.
Hey, Mark. Thanks a lot for talking to us, and you've been on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we sure appreciate it.
Enjoyed it.
Okay,
love bye. You.
Bye-bye.
Chris and Rob, late night talk show here. I'm Chris Comer, coming at you through the middle of the night. Nearly all North American inland waters may be colonized by the zebra mussels. Now, what's a zebra mussel? The mussels are a threat because they attach themselves to intake pipes, fish spawning reefs, and boats. They also consume the phytoplankton from the water and redistribute pollutants in the water column. They're feisty little devils.
Let's do something about that. You know what's weird? As soon as they get Lake Erie cleaned up, these mussels move in and just totally start wrecking the population. No, there are some problems.
Oh.
And yeah, I doubt. No, yeah, we just read that. I dialed
749-1444. Get your calls in here. 749-1444. Chris and Rob are the only local talk show to have called Little Rock, Arkansas, the governor's mansion tonight. Wake up, Jim.
Mark Allen, he was a great guy. He seemed like a really nice guy. He's a jack of all trades
down there. That's right. The truck and bozo's got nothing on us. We did that for you, Jay, and we're out here 749-1444.
Truck and bozo's over there. Yeah, we do. Truck and bozo's okay. Probably playing some Buck.
Hang on.
Some Buck Owens tune.
Who we got there? Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
I was referring to you guys earlier when you was talking about rich stereotyping people.
Right on.
And then, like, well, not even 10 minutes after he comes on, you want to come on and start making fun of him because he wears slacks.
That's called... Hey, hold on. Hey, Jeff, that's a form of American humor called satire.
Yeah, I know, but still, I mean, aren't you stereotyping him?
What kind of pants are you wearing, Jeff?
Oh, man,
hey, Jeff, did you feed your dog today?
Jeff, are you wearing your roommate's underwear again?
Dog thing. I'm wearing jeans.
Jeff,
501s?
No.
Oh, he's one of those jeans.
Are they tight around the crotch? Are they tight around the crotch?
Well, yes.
Do they give? I bet you look all silly. And
do they give your buns a lift and separate action?
No.
Oh, he's one of those. He's one of those jeans guys.
Well, yeah. What kind of guys are you?
You sound like a no good cowboy to me. 749-1444. That's 749-1444.
He has those straight laced boot cut jeans, probably. No, we don't care what kind of pants anybody wears. We just, you know, it's like Ross Perot said. We should all love each other. And if we
if
we can't love each other, we should at least like each other. And if we can't like each other, we should at least get along.
Teamwork. I got to admit, Ross Perot did have the cheesiest speech of his career tonight. But also, the one good thing that did come out of it is teamwork. We got to all join together.
That's Bill Joel. Yeah. You know, I have a dream, Chris.
You have a dream?
I have a dream that someday in the not too distant future, people who wear slacks, people who wear corduroys, people who wear blue jeans, people who wear lederhosen, people who wear knickers, people who wear kilts, people who wear trousers, people who wear breeches, all these different people will be able to come together as the children of God and walk hand in hand through the field of life. I have a dream. I think it will come true in the not too distant future. People will be able to go there. Someday, if the lion and the lamb can lay down with each other, I believe that the guy wearing gym shorts and the guy wearing a sweatpants can lay down with each other, and that's my dream and my hope for the future. And if elected, that's what I'll work toward.
Here's hoping. America.
We came like babies.
No progress.
From a home across the sea to see America and the people opened up their arms to welcome us to America. We came like children from a far and distant land to see America. The golden sun of freedom built it down to us in America.
White House.
Hello, is this the White House?
Yes.
Hi, this is Chris from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Who am I speaking with?
Who is it you're calling, sir?
We're trying to locate Mr. Bush. Is Mr. Bush available?
He's not available to the telephone.
We're here in Cincinnati, Ohio, doing a live radio talk show as we speak. And could you describe the mood in the White House? Is it dejected?
Sir, there's no one to speak with you at this hour.
How about you, ma'am?
The number that you may dial between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
We need a number we can dial at 3. We need a number we can dial at 3:25 a.m.
The number's 202-456-1111.
Okay,
and we thank you for calling.
Now realize, Mr. Bush should realize we have a very important job opportunity here for him. Oh, she hung up. How can the American government be so rude?
That's why he lost.
That's why he lost.
Now, you know when Bill Clinton gets in that White House, he's going to handpick each and every operator that works the White House switchboard.
Right on.
He'll review all their qualifications. He'll look them over up and down, front and back.
No more of this bullshit.
And he'll get the best, the most well-equipped operators to work there at the White House switchboard.
You think she did that to Bono when you two called?
She probably did. I mean, he ordered pizzas, though, didn't he? He didn't call the White House. He only called Domino's.
He called the White House.
He called Domino's.
Bono called the White House from every...
He called Domino's and ordered pizzas to the White House. It was like a gag like he used to do to Jerry Galvin.
Really?
Yeah, when he used to, you know, order pizzas and send it to somebody else's house. That's what Bono was doing.
Hey, Jerry, if you're out there, I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
Hope you enjoyed them.
So, Clinton
we got up next?
Will be nice. He'll get the good operators in there. You know, but there's an issue that was on the ballot that, three of them actually, the term limits all passed resoundingly in Ohio. Those are really undemocratic ideas.
Why is that?
Well, don't you think the best person for the office should have that chance to run at all times?
How come that lady at the White House was so rude?
She sounded like she had a burr up her ass. You know, everybody. You know, it's just one big pissing contest over there at the White House right now.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jim Baker. He's probably around there kicking cats and dogs. Get out of my way. I mean, George Bush has probably fell asleep. Yeah, he probably passed out after half a bottle of sherry. Fell asleep in Barbara's lap. Puked on her just like he did in Japan. And the mood over there is dejected. Dan Quayle's running around. He can't find his slinky, so he's just all ticked
Gene.
Off about everything.
749-1444.
And John Sununu's probably laughing somewhere in New Hampshire.
You know, I'll bet you anything that one of the biggest reasons that George Bush fell out of public favor was because of that puking on the Japanese guy thing.
You know what I think? No, seriously, I'm just going to be serious for just a moment. I think Bush really blew it when the Cold War ended. When the Berlin Wall fell and Bush told the American people there would be no peace dividend.
Why is that?
He said, well, all the money that we were spending on defense, sure we'll cut defense a little bit, but that money's got to go to other things, such as pay off the deficit. And now we don't just have one enemy. We don't just have a monolithic enemy. We have a whole bunch of little enemies that we need to be prepared for. And that, I think, really hurt George Bush.
You little yellow Arab towelhead enemy.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? You're on with Chris and Rob.
I'm doing pretty good.
Hi, Bob.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
I'm okay.
That's good.
I cannot speak for Chris, but speaking for myself, I'm okay.
That's good. That's very good.
What's on your mind tonight, Bob?
Is tiny tits and tight pussies.
Later, Bob.
Grow up. 749-1444. Come on, Gene. 749-1444.
Now, we humans as a species are often fearful of new ideas. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
We don't like new ideas. We don't like interesting things. I'll tell you point blank. We don't like it. We fear it. We just don't go. It's just like a dog chewing peanut butter. We fear new ideas. Unless the masses accept it with arms open. Once the masses open their arms, Katie bar the door.
The people rush in.
Does that remind you of you? Well, if it doesn't, that's good. Good for you. That's darn good. Well, if that doesn't remind you, then I would encourage you to join Troy and Billy on a weekly 2-hour excursion on the rusty, hot rockin' El Camino Grunge. That's right. Now, 2 solid hours of supercharged V8 punk rocking. You know, that's a crazy punk rocking. And if Troy and Billy can't get along, if they can't love each other, they should just be able to get along. And if they can't get along, they should be able to lay down with each other and just be as close as 2 field mice in a wet sack. You can stand it. Can you stand it? I hope you can stand it. This is not Lawrence Welk music. Can I tell you that right now? If you want to hear Lawrence Welk music, do not tune in to the Midwestern Hell Ride, because you will not get Lawrence Welk music. If you want Lawrence Welk music, go somewhere else. You have to turn on PBS. You have to listen to Lawrence Welk music, although I prefer a Patsy Cline song like crazy. Tune in Tuesday. Starts at midnight, right before that fine Kristen Robley and I talk show program. It's local stuff, old stuff, new stuff, and always good stuff. Only on WAIF FM. Now, you got it. You got the information. You have to know what to do with it.
Well, I went to vote today.
I went to vote today.
And I found a polling place.
I went to vote today.
And said, now, who do? Who do they think they're fooling?
I went to vote today.
Never doing what they say.
I tried to vote today.
Sitting up there way up high.
Some of your opinions on this stuff that went on today.
What stuff?
All this election.
The Paul O'Neill trade?
Huh?
The Paul O'Neill trade?
Oh, yeah. Who is this Roberto Alomar?
He was an all-star last year. He hit 267, 66 RBIs, 28 stolen bases. And he's a natural center fielder, and he's going to fill the void that the Reds need out there in center field. And I was watching Nightline the other day, Gene, and I saw Jim Brown sitting down with Ted Koppel, Peter Ubroth, and a couple of homeboys. And Jim Brown was very articulate, insightful, well-informed, and Jim seemed Brown very caring about what was happening to the city of Los Angeles.
Jim Brown is the man. People think he's just, you know, it ain't like Three to Hardaway or nothing like that, you know what I mean? This is not a.
Was it Jim Brown or Gale Sayers that used to take a real long time getting up after being tackled?
I don't remember.
One of them made a conscious decision to lay on the ground as long as he possibly could so he could rest.
Well, hell, if you ran that fast, you'd be tired too.
Well, Jim Brown used to run over people too. He could run fast and he could run over them.
But anyway, the only thing I was worried about today is I'm watching all this stuff come in, and it's obvious Clinton's going to win. And I voted for Clinton because I won't get into the various reasons. But the one thing I didn't like about voting for Clinton is I don't want Triple Gore near anything.
Hey, man,
I've been saying that all along, haven't I?
Yeah.
I give that bitchin' in, she's gonna take a mile.
And I say the vice president's wife is probably the least important aspect of any presidential campaign.
Gene, before you know it, it's gonna be illegal to buy a Public Enemy record, all because of Tipper.
That's the thing that balances out. She ain't got no pull at all. But I just don't like the fact that, I don't know, I can see it now in a couple years, she'll be, you know, riding on some kind of...
And get this. This is what I don't understand. Frank Zappa endorsed Bill Clinton.
Frank Zappa's just a millionaire. Who cares what he says? Who cares what those rich celebrities... You know, I just hate...
Zappa's different, though.
No, he's not. He's Gerald McRaney with the beard. He's no different. I mean, he's got his... He's got his political agenda, and he's going to try to shove it down your throat. I mean, just because he's a talented musician and songwriter, but why does that make him any more relevant, pertinent, or well-informed about political issues than you or I or Gene? There is none.
I never listened to any celebrity. I mean,
You didn't listen to Scott Baio when he endorsed President Bush?
What's that?
Scott Baio came out endorsing President Bush, you know.
Gene, you're a big fan of rap music, aren't you?
I think it was Scott Baio's pull that got the state of Wyoming to go for Bush.
Whatever happened to Joni? Joni had huge hooties.
Hey, Gene, I got a question for you. A serious question. You're a big rap fan, right?
I like some rap music.
Who's Chuck D endorse?
Nobody. That's on the docket there.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Nobody.
I like that. Okay, continue, you guys.
Hey, that Praxis was cool.
Oh, you like Praxis?
Yeah, but it wasn't where I thought I would find it when I was where I was at.
This isn't like some kind of inside conversation about something that happened between you two individuals.
No, it's just an aside. There was something I wanted to buy and I got it. It's cool. I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Cool, man. You saw what you wanted and you went out and got it. That's the American way.
And got a good buzz from it too.
One thing I was talking to a friend of mine about is there's all this hoopla about whether Clinton's going to be able to do something like a foreign crisis. The way I think about it, anybody who's going to be president's got to have some stones to them to begin with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully we didn't elect a wuss.
You know, Saddam Hussein was endorsing Clinton.
Well, hopefully, if something like that happens, I just hope he has the cool yarns to get up and do what needs to be done if necessary.
That's what you do. You hire the right people to take care of those things.
Hey, is Perot going to be working with Clinton now, or what?
There's a theory about that. There's also another theory that James Baker is going to stay on staff, too.
Yeah, James Baker would probably be a good pick to stay as Secretary of State. But Newsweek had an interesting proposition. Let's take some of these government agencies that are inefficient, like GSA and the Postal Service, and just have Ross make them more efficient. Save the country a couple billion dollars that way.
Well, that's how he can be best used. He's not president. But,
put his managerial skills to work by helping him streamline and make the post office more efficient, or not by setting policy, but by just streamlining the operation and maybe removing some of the unneeded layers of bureaucracy welfare system. I mean, he could take the welfare system or any other system that's going on in the government and not change the policy, change the direction of the program, but simply make it operate more efficiently with the funds it has allotted.
Does Simon Lee stay in?
What?
Pardon?
Does Simon Lee stay in? Is he still elected?
Did Simon Lee win today? Does anybody know? Has anybody heard it? That's evil.
I know Holzberger got the...
Cheeseburger was set down to a crashing defeat.
Sweet.
This person I hang out with a lot calls him Snoot Nose Burger.
Did we find out about Simon?
Because he's a big, bright red nose.
Well, rewind. Did we find out about Simon Lee or not?
I thought everybody'd be on top of that one, man.
No, nobody around here cares.
Well, Simon Lee, if we could get him out of there, that'd be me.
Did he even run this time?
Yeah.
Who did he run against?
I forget.
Somebody no one ever heard of.
Well, if nobody ever heard of this guy, what do you think the chances of Cy Lease getting beat by some guy nobody ever heard of?
Well,
Gene, you probably voted for Lease's opponent, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
But here it is, what, 12 hours later, you can't remember the guy's name?
Well, I know what I don't like.
He's the anti-Lease.
Yeah, exactly, I think.
Was that it? It was like two people running for sheriff? Yeah. Simon Lease, Republican, and not Simon Lease, Democrat.
They probably blew him out of the water.
Yeah, he probably got toasted.
Well, if anyone out there has a number on that, give us a call at 749-1444.
Simon Lease must go. He's one of the ones on the list.
He was on that big everybody's news, top of the list. He must go. And if you'll remember, Chris and Rob did, who would you most like to throw into the Mill Creek? Simon Lease finished right up there with Roseanne Barr at the top of that list.
Marge Schott.
Hey, one more thing. What about that labeling thing? That passed.
No, it didn't. It got stomped.
That's cool.
Yeah, the labeling thing got stomped. The term limits passed.
I'm glad that that thing about labeling didn't get passed, because now all those people that are in jail for taking the label off of their pillows and stuff can go free now.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful? Thanks for your call, Gene.
Later.
I didn't know that's what it was all about.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, that label says do not remove.
Chris, you're the light at the end of the tunnel, buddy.
4444.
You're the light at the end of the tunnel.
You're the mother load.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
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 How you doing?
Good, how are you?